Welcome to our special
Golden Globes
edition. That time it was us too.
Ooh, your seat's so warm.
I'm still sick. Attention, everyone.
But she's better now. I mean, she's much better.
Am I better?
You sound much better than you did before.
Do I?
You sound better than when you got home. When she got home, she's like, I think I lost my voice.
Oh.
That's how I was pretty much all
I think I you vaguely heard day, your voice in like my in the middle of like me sleeping. I thought it was a man here and I was like, what? I'm not invited a man?
Yeah.
I was like, okay, she should have warned me before I went to bed.
Even though Joyous went out last night.
Snuck out.
I didn't sneak out. You guys were asleep.
She
I didn't
totally
want to wake you up.
Snuck out.
Oh my goodness. Sound like my mother. Anyways. I just want to go meet some friends. It was pretty cool.
Anyway, so Golden Globes, what did you think overall of the show?
I thought it was a great show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very entertaining.
I thought Seth did great.
He did. We should have him host more things.
I'm for it.
Because
I like
he's hosted,
him.
Not this show, but he's hosted the Emmys, has he? He's hosted something before, right?
Really? I can't, not in
I
my
don't
memory.
Remember.
I don't actually, I don't know. These are things I probably should have looked at, but whatever.
That sounds right.
Let's Google it.
I feel like all
Google it.
I feel like all of the people have hosted stuff before.
Everybody's done something.
I mean,
except for us.
Yeah. Which is why we're here.
We're hosting this.
We are hosting this.
Technically.
For no one.
For our 10 followers. Myers,
I looked at the statistics.
Statistics.
There it is.
They were all me the other day trying to figure out the website.
Well, it's just that we got 10 listens to in total.
Since you posted the last one?
No, like plays of the podcast.
Oh!
Is that all you?
I haven't gone there.
I haven't played on there. Because you know, like, it's not when they click on the post, it's when they
play the
to it
post.
And they play it. So it's got like
but
10.
I thought you listened to it at work.
Not through that website, though.
Oh.
Just,
I'm talking about the Audio Boom.
Oh, we've had 10 plays on Audio Boom?
Yeah. Or 10 listens
Ooh.
Or whatever.
Okay, guys, so we have Audio Boom now.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to start doing all our things on there.
We're revamping everything.
Yeah, because
so
we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Give us a minute for those 10 listeners.
We're learning.
Yeah, this year we're going to really get into it now.
10 listeners and Janie.
Yeah, Yeah. My two friends.
Your hair looks really poofy. I like it.
I washed it after like 4 days. So.
I'm going to say something and I don't mean it offensively, but it kind of looks like a poodle.
Oh,
is that a mean thing to say?
I didn't want her to take it the wrong way.
Like
I think
really
it's
curly.
So pretty, but
it's because okay,
I don't
so
look
I,
like a poodle.
I
like
did
offended.
my new hair regimen of actually like washing it properly and doing the things I needed to take care of curly hair, not just hair.
I tried something different today with mine when I did it, and I like the way it turned out. So
this is a great for a non-visual medium.
Anyway, so we got so much to talk about, so we're going to stop talking about our hair.
Okay, so do you want to just go
get... But we'll take a selfie so you can see everybody's hair today.
Let's talk about the monologue.
Okay.
How did you feel about it?
I laughed. I think
he's
basically calling everyone out for everything.
Yeah, which was great.
But he didn't... the Harvey Weinstein jokes and the... they weren't too... He didn't take it too far. Like, I think they were perfectly at the line where
mm-hmm.
they needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he addressed the issue without making it...
Without exploiting the issue.
Yeah, without making it uncomfortable.
But with not, with more importantly, not, like... Actually, I had lost my thoughts. Never mind, continue.
I just,
Because it's very important for them to address it in the correct manner. Because
there's victims
Because it's very
attached,
sensitive material. There's a lot of people that were...
Victims
there's some people,
in the room.
Yeah. Selma Hayek was there.
Ashley Judd was there too.
Ashley Judd, mm-hmm. Yeah, she actually sat with Ashley Judd. I saw them there at the same table.
I didn't see that.
But that in memoriam joke, we all were like,
"Ooh, I can't wait for that to actually happen."
It's like those.
I don't think he'll ever make it into the in memoriam.
No,
we'll
he's
in.
Just disrespected now. Like he's tainted.
When that happened, I thought of that gif for those guys. Those black kids are like,
"Oh yeah." From that like Vine video? Yeah.
Is it a Vine?
I think it's a Vine.
Of
yeah.
course it is.
Like,
I don't
it's
know.
It's like, there's like a big group of
really
kids,
funny.
And one of them's making the like, face.
And the other
like,
one's like.
Like, what?
What?
It's really, it's great.
We'll find it.
We'll post
anyways,
the GIF on this post.
So yeah, so like, I thought it was a
really
job.
Good.
We
were all very reactionary when he was speaking, because it was all like, it was like a big deal. He said some really great things, and I don't remember all of them, but they were so funny.
I don't either, but I do remember laughing. So.
And I like that he brought over his bit from his show, the jokes Seth yes! can't tell. And Amy Poehler killed it at the end with the mansplaining.
And what's his name? Billy Eichner?
I love Billy Eichner.
Crystal has a crush on Billy Eichner.
Let's just say celebrity's name so Crystal can say, I loved so
Oh, because you don't say that all the time, bitch, please. No, every like singer who sings is like, oh, I love that. Ooh, my boys.
My boys.
You said about her your dancers.
Boys. That's Harry Styles.
No, she said my boys is somebody up there.
Oh. Talking about Pascal Paul. See, my boys.
Oh, okay. I knew that's something to go watch that movie. Anyways, okay.
Don't bang on the table. Sorry.
Okay, so we're just going through the list?
Let's just go through the list.
All right, okay. So Best Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture. Who did you want to win if you could have chosen them?
Well, I've never seen any of these movies, so I don't know.
But from what you know of them?
I don't know much about them at all, honestly.
I know Armie Hammer, Call Me By Your Name is getting a lot of attention, but I don't think Armie Hammer is going to win anything.
I don't think so either.
But from what I hear, it's Sam Rockwell's year.
I think a nomination would help him. Like, because I think Armie Hammer is great, and people can sit on him for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I think this will be like his stepping stone to.
You know, he was one of the picks for Finnick.
I do know that, yeah.
I think he would have been great.
We saw this movie with him and. Henry Cavill.
We did! That was the first movie I saw when I hung out with you.
Alicia Vikander and Man from U.N.C.L.E. And he's great in it. Like,
he's so good. Like, he's so funny. So, like...
But not, like...
On it.
This is a really good movie. He's just great.
That's what... When I saw... Because I hadn't seen Superman. But that's the first thing I saw Henry Cavill in. I was like, oh!
Henry Cavill is
fantastic. I really like you. You're really great. And they were supposed to make that... They were supposed to actually make that more like a franchise thing. They were supposed to have sequels, but...
It didn't do that well,
which is weird because it was so funny and it was entertaining. Yeah, and Alicia Vikander's great. And that tall blonde woman that was also in The Great Gatsby,
Elizabeth Debicki.
I love her. My manager. I want to be her.
Short.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. She was great. Yes, yes, yes.
So I would say.
I mean, I like Sam Rockwell, so cool. Too. Good for him. I'm excited to see that movie now.
Although, really.
Me too.
I think one of the only movies I've seen Sam Rockwell in is The Way, Way Back. But I was such a fan of him in that movie that I will, whatever he's in, I'm like, yes, Sam Rockwell, even though I haven't seen it.
So Anna and I went to a screening of it. We should go to screenings all the time. We haven't done it in a while, like years. But went to a screening of this movie. I didn't know anything about it, and we fell in love with it. Like
I saw it before because we were supposed to go, but you got sick or you couldn't go. So yeah. I took my friend Mia, and that's Mia and I went and saw it. And as we were leaving the theater, they're like, hey, we're having another screening. Here's more passes. And I texted Crystal, I was like, you have to come. This movie is so good.
Yeah.
So she and I went, and we made friends with this old man behind us.
Yeah. Aww. He kept telling us to watch, what's that, like, background singer documentary, like 50 Feet from Stardom or something?
Yes.
Like
that. Yeah. He was championing that.
He kept talking to me. He's like, you need to watch it. So great. Blah, blah, blah.
Did you guys watch it?
No. Sorry, dude.
No. But he was so kind, nice. And we invited him to sit with us.
Aww.
And so he was just like, thank you.
What's his name?
I don't remember, but wow. I think of him every time I go to the Angelica.
I don't
He said his friend is like the, like he runs it or he's the manager or whatever, so he's always there. So every time I go, I give a little look around just in case.
Aww.
Where's a little friend? Gotta give him a name.
Anyway, so next category, Best Supporting Actress in a Motion Picture.
My girl, my queen.
Allison Janney.
She won.
Tanya.
Yeah, I think it's a really good, problem that there is this year that pretty much everybody's like amazing.
We talked about this during the broadcast, but I had read like when Tanya was like first on the scene, like when they're talking about it, that Allison Janney was like, this is her year for an Oscar. Because it's her time. She's an actress that's been working for a long time.
She paid her dues.
Everything she's in is phenomenal.
She's been in TV and movies, and she's just done everything. And so this is her time for her Oscar. So I'm calling it now. I honestly think she'll win. And I haven't even seen the movie, but I know that...
I really want to see her trophy cabinet. Because Homegirl's got a lot of Emmys for The West Wing. She won, like, a few years in a row. And then she won for Mom and for Masters of Sex.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of Emmys.
She won for Mom, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That first season.
Yeah.
Really? I've never seen a show.
She won two Emmys that year. One for Masters of Sex and then for Mom.
Because she was a guest starring role in that.
I
Which that show's really good. I really wish I would have kept up with that too.
I think
she deserves it. I'm gung ho on the Allison Janney
train. I have theories of Allison Janney that she literally just walks around like movie sets and they're like, "Oh, hey, Allison, you know, we have a part. Why don't you just hop on in and say a few lines?" Because she's in everything. And everything she's in, she kills.
She's probably very, you know, very friendly. So she was friends with everyone. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you know what? Let's have Allison on set. You know, mm-hmm. get her out of here, you know.
People and like her.
They know that she can do it. She was in the Way, Way Back, actually. Mm-hmm. She
was so... I was a little sad that she didn't get any, like, nomination buzz for that film. Because I thought she was...
Nothing got from that.
No, and that makes me so sad because it was such a good movie. But her part in particular, I thought, was out there enough to be considered for
something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed. We'll get to it. Hi, Tanya. How do you feel about Tanya Harding being at the ceremony? Because people on Twitter were like, not having it.
Oh, really?
Why?
Well, because.
Because of what happened.
Nancy Kerrigan, hello. Do you know the whole story? I know she wasn't like, it was her ex-husband, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But still, like, it's how surreal deal. Must it be for Nancy Kerrigan to be home and be like, oh.
There's that bitch.
Yeah. I honestly don't know enough about the story. I know what happened, but I thought she was innocent in it.
Well.
Or is that the claim and no one believes it?
She still got banned.
Yeah, from the Olympics.
From skating.
From her life. And
for life.
Her hands are not completely clean.
Yeah.
Got it.
So I want to see the movie is from her perspective, and I want to know why they chose to do, and all of that, to go with Tanya's story.
Yeah.
Because I was kidding when it happened, but I do remember being on the news.
I think it's because of her, you know, her upbringing and her...
I don't know anything about her life, so...
From the trailers and the interviews I've seen, a lot of it is about the relationship with her mother and how her mother shaped her into...
Getting
to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Pushed her to that point.
So it's just some background on her.
I'm team Nancy Kerrigan, but we'll see. I haven't seen the movie yet, so we'll get there, I guess.
I have no thoughts.
But
I just really love Margot Robbie, so I want
to
see that.
I'm interested to see the movie because from the trailers and stuff, it looks like they're doing it to where, you know, she's talking to the camera like...
Mm-hmm. Like she's being interviewed.
What's it called?
There's a word for it, but I can't remember.
She breaks the fourth wall and she's like telling the audience what's going on.
Yeah.
She's like, totally why would I do that? I don't... From what I picked up, I didn't feel like it was an interview style as much as she's just like...
She's just talking.
Looking to the camera and telling you what's going on.
Because there's a part where she her ex-husband's like running out of the house and she... shoots off the shotgun and she's like, I never did this. And so, straight into camera. I don't know. I think it's going to be entertaining.
I'm excited to see it because it has that trope and yet it's getting so much buzz.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, remember when we saw, what was that movie with the whole crisis, the financial crisis? Oh no, what was it called?
Christian Bale
and Steve Carell, Ryan Gosling.
I didn't watch that one.
I fell asleep a little because there was a lot of talk I didn't understand.
It was, but like, they literally have Margot Robbie in a bath of bubbles and she's explaining, oh, you know what this word means? And she's explaining to you what they're talking about.
Like, what?
The style of the movie is so like ridiculous, but it's so good. Like,
because they were, yeah.
I didn't know she was in that.
Briefly, but she's Margot Robbie, like being not sexy.
Oh!
In a bath.
They were saying like the only way you could understand is...
Oh, if
I was explaining it to you.
Okay.
And
that's so funny.
So, like, it's in the middle of, like, all these men talking about, like, jargon, blah, 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 and then it's Margot Robbie in a bath. I'm just like, well, this means blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's so smart. Just little things like that movie is really good. So I'm hoping it's like that and that
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling it will be.
And she produced it, too.
No one famous.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. Let's go to the next one. So, best actor in a motion picture drama. Went to Gary Oldman, Winston Churchill again.
Wait, you skipped comedy.
Wait, did I skip comedy? Okay.
Where James Franco won.
James Franco.
I'm not happy with
that. Disaster Artist is getting a lot of great reviews and a lot of great buzz.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen the original movie?
No.
No.
Me neither.
But we have it. My sister gave it to
me. Are you serious? Have?
Wow.
She had two copies of it. She goes, you have to watch this. It's really weird, but it's really great.
We gotta watch it then.
And so I keep meaning to, and ever since I've heard about this movie, I'm like, oh, I need to watch it.
Well, your boyfriend's in it.
Have it. Who not boyfriend? In the room.
Josh Hutcherson's in The Disaster Artist.
He's in The Disaster Artist. That's he's not in The Disaster Artist. I know, but you said he's in it, and I'm saying no, we have the room, and he's not in it. Okay,
whatever. Good God. Correct you on everything. Next. Oh, wait. Okay. So, James Franco, the original guy, came up to the...
to the stage, and he's like...
No, no, no. You know, whatever.
He invited him up there and then pushed him away.
Yeah.
I really liked the whole moment when he was like, thanks, Mom, for giving my little brother or whatever.
That was cute. I really think it should have gone to Daniel for Get Out. But that's fine. You have to.
I know, I do. I'm less scared
of him. Has anyone ever heard of Denzel Washington's movie? I'm sorry, I was looking at the wrong category.
No. Yeah. I
saw a couple trailers for it.
I hadn't seen anything about it until yesterday. But
I feel like that was just kind of like, put him in there.
But I mean, he's great, so.
But they, no, well, yes, but they should have put...
a lot of categories, really.
I'm blanking on his name. Patrick Stewart should have been nominated for... This is not the category, but Best Supporting Actor for Logan.
We can kick someone else out. Great. Okay, anyways, so Best Actor in Motion Picture Drama, Gary Oldman, right? Okay. Darkest Hour.
I really thought it was going to be that Timothy kid.
I thought it was going to be Daniel Day-Lewis, because Daniel Day-Lewis wins everything.
No, because that movie is not really tracking as hot as the other ones are.
Yeah.
Which, for his final performance.
And I've read things that it's, like, not worthy of a final performance, and I've heard things that it is.
Oh, really? I haven't heard anything bad about it.
But anyways, kind of want to, I mean, I'll see it anyway.
I think Tom Hanks is just, like, he's always, like, it's Tom Hanks, like.
Well, the post is getting a lot of good reviews, too.
When we saw the trailer, it reminded me of Spotlight a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. I thought the same thing.
The one that year.
and it was kind of out of nowhere that Spotlight won. I remember we were like, oh, okay, sure. Like, it was a great movie.
Spotlight was the one about the journalist covering the story.
In Boston, about the priests.
Really, I started watching it, and then I had to, like, turn it off.
I thought they handled it really well. It wasn't...
Well, no, I was just like, I had to leave for work. I got interrupted.
Oh.
I do want to go back and finish it. Okay.
Yeah, watching that, and then this past year I also watched The Keepers on Netflix about the nun. And as someone who grew up in the Catholic Church, like... But every time I watch those, I get online and I look at the list of priests and I'm always reminded, like, oh yeah, there was one in my church. Like, a church we grew up in, he baptized my brother. Like, scary.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy how far that thing goes.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Saoirse Ronan.
Saoirse Ronan. Best actress
in a motion picture, musical, or comedy.
She was really, really great in that, though. Yeah. Yeah. And especially, like, seeing her, like, interviews and just how she is normally, it's so different. And she did... like acting, it was like actual acting, not just people like playing around on
her
set.
Dress was beautiful.
It was, and her jewelry too. Yeah, Saoirse Ronan.
I think she's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I still want to see Battle of the Sexes with Emma Stone though, because
I like Emma Stone. I like Steve Carell, but I have no desire to see that movie.
Really,
I don't know why though. It doesn't look appealing to me.
Maybe it's because I don't like tennis.
That's what it is. We found the reason.
All right.
I mean, if it's on, I won't turn it off.
Do you think she's going to keep winning?
I say it's probably between her and Margot Robbie.
I also think that was...
that category?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the leisure... Lecture? What?
The Leisure Seeker?
Leisure Seeker?
What I have that? No idea.
I don't know, but it's Helen Mirren. And my girl, Dame Judi Dench.
And I Judi Dench is great. Helen Mirren is great. But this is such
bullshit.
Bull, because Gal Gadot should have been nominated. I'm sorry. She should have been. I mean, what? She was great.
She was great. She was amazing.
But I think it's hard for superhero movies to break that barrier of award shows.
Well, it is. I know that. But, like, that was the movie that could have...
That could have done it. Because it wasn't just, like, a superhero movie. And we'll get to that in the director category. All right. Best actress in a motion picture drama.
Frances McDormand.
I agree. I haven't even seen it, but she's just great in everything, so...
I love how strange she is, but how awesome she is.
She's so quirky. Cool.
She won a Tony a few years ago, and she showed up in, like, a dress and a jean jacket. And she got on stage, and her speech, she was, like, half yelling at people. She was just, like, very loud and very aggressive in her speech. And I was like, okay.
I love that.
It's funny, like, when she does something like that, and you see the audience, some are like, yeah, and some are like,
What is happening?
Should I clap? Should I be scared and break?
One of my favorite moments, though, was when Sam Rockwell won, and they had the camera on her, and she's like, telling them to get out of the way.
What is she like? Can you move?
She couldn't see him. It was so funny.
Oh, don't get in her way.
But I am excited to see her movie, The Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Now that I know what it's about.
That's our homework. We know our homework for sure.
I really do love Jessica Chastain, though, and I'm still down for seeing Molly's
Game. I know. I really want to see Molly's Game.
Mm-hmm. ASAP.
Gotta support Aaron Sorkin and...
I want to see The Shape of Water.
I do too.
I saw a trailer for it, like one of the first trailers, and I was like, this movie looks very interesting.
And he's Guillermo del Toro is like so creative, and he builds like these great stories, and he's just so like, I don't know, he's just like so in his head that he just, all the stuff that he makes up is so like,
what else has he done?
Pan's Labyrinth. And I forget his other movie, because his other movie was, like, way...
Crimson Peak was him,
too. Oh, yeah, he did Crimson Peak.
I started that one.
I weirdly liked that one. I didn't think I was going to like it, but it was pretty interesting.
I started it, and I forget what happened, but I didn't finish it. But I've been meaning to watch Pan's Labyrinth, because everyone was making such a big deal of it when Elie Bell did their...
Oh, no, you told
me. Hey, guys, we went to Elie Bell.
What are they going to do, stalk you?
Oh, no.
You're definitely not in high school anymore, so.
That's true.
We'll go back and bleep it. No, we won't.
We don't have the power.
No, do it again and go, beep. Okay.
We went to beep.
There we go.
And I went to beep.
And that's the show that. That's the show that they won state, nationals with, right?
The band, sorry. For like who?
A band.
So.
Well, me, not Anna.
Belmer.
So anyways, what's the next category?
Best director. Thank you, Natalie Portman, for calling them out on that, though.
Yes.
Yes.
Agreed. Her dress also was fantastic. I loved that cut.
Fantastic. So great.
Was, like, so good.
I was loving it.
So pretty.
I was loving it.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Side note, I was loving all the... Not right now. It hurts.
Oh, no.
I was loving all the velvet on everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because it's black, you have to do... To break up the black, beautiful. You have to do textures and, like, embellishment. And, there's velvet everywhere. So great.
The velvet lapels the guys were wearing on their jackets? Yes. Get out of here with that.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's what I thought.
I do think from who was there... I would give it to him. I really like him.
Go, Patty Jenkins should have been nominated.
I mean, nominated.
I mean, I know that the last part of that movie was like wonky, whatever, but it was just.
She's a visionary.
It was just so good. And also, I think the writer should have been nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the whole inclusiveness of Wonder Woman and how she's about.
I think
the
as
people.
A whole, it should have just been like as a whole. It was really well developed. It had really great supporting characters and stories. And
do you think...
Confession, dear listeners, I have not seen this movie yet.
I know. Did Justice League ruin her a little bit? Or was she okay? Did she survive?
She was the star of Justice League. Let's be real.
Well, I didn't see it, so that's why I'm not seeing it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, she's still flawless. She's still flawless. It did not. If anything, it made her better.
You know, it just because everyone worked together. Like, mm-hmm. It wasn't like a female lead and a male lead. They worked together. Mm-hmm. Like, Chris Pine was great. They mm-hmm. were... And then their little, like...
Their group
three
of,
guys that was with
the
them.
The band of brothers. Yeah.
So good.
Each of their characters was, like, fleshed out, even though they only got, like, this much screen time. And they all had a story, and they were all working for a cause.
All
and they
different.
Had... They were multidimensional. Like, it was just so good. And just, honestly, it should just be nominated for that one scene of her coming out in No Man's Land.
Oh, my God, yes.
That whole scene. Just
excellent.
Put it... on repeat forever.
And it's like one of the highest grossing movies of the year.
Yeah.
So like,
I think I read somewhere that the top five grossest.
Ew.
They were so disgusting. The top five highest grossing. Is that right? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Films of the year were all with female leads. It was like Beauty and the Beast, Wonder Woman, and I'm forgetting the other ones, but I remember those two were up there, but they were all five.
Yes, it was Wonder Woman. It was directed by a woman, starring a woman, and it was written by a gay man.
Come on. I think it was Rogue One, yeah.
Rogue One.
Because it was last year.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was this year. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. 2018, I'm sorry.
Which I guess technically Rogue One was 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they consider Rey the lead of Last Jedi. That's what you're
talking about.
Because I read
No, I feel like it was Rogue One on there, wasn't it?
Rogue One was last year, honey.
I know, but that's why I'm confused, because I feel like I remember it on the list, but I must be thinking of Star Wars.
Which, is it?
We
Anyway, sorry.
We want to talk about Star Wars right now. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, I just think, like, anyways, I can talk about Wonder Woman forever.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Best motion picture, musical or comedy, went to Lady Bird.
Lady Bird.
I'm a big fan of Greta.
What else has she been in? What
Frances
else
Ha.
Never I saw really that because loved... I was like, too basic white women. Whatever.
No, it was really good. There was another small indie film that she did around the same time.
Basic white women can make good movies.
They really can. But I just, in the time in my headspace where I was at, I was like, I don't want to watch this.
You're so judgy.
I was at that point. I would probably watch it now, knowing that she did Lady Bird, and that was really good. I'd go back and watch her stuff.
I've only seen The Greatest Showman, and I liked it, so.
Get Out was amazing.
But it was with this philosophy, but
I know it was like an underdog, but I really would have liked if that won.
So, for Get Out, I'm going to say this, trying to say this without spoiling anything. I want to see a prequel of what life is like in that house before they got there.
Mm.
Like, what day-to-day life actually is like.
Mm. I think we can kind of deduce from what we were given, but it would be interesting to see, like
you know, just a little short, like a 5-10 minute video of what
this is what happens over the course of a regular day.
Like, because they're not actually I want to see that.
Yeah.
Do y'all think that Jordan Peele should have been nominated for director?
Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
It was a really great movie.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it fell under our formula, so I think his vision for it was interesting.
And I remember when they were like, Get Out's not a musical or comedy, but they do that so it have a greater chance of winning. Like, people don't realize the like, logistics of award shows. People are like, it's not a musical or comedy.
I love that he came out and was like, I submitted it as a documentary.
Who is he married to?
Gina.
Okay,
the I know. Best Gina.
The best Gina.
I'm calling Gina forever.
Wait.
Oh, Gina Linetti.
No, I know, but that's not her real name.
I know. Okay. Chelsea Peretti is her real name.
That one, yeah.
Ooh, they're very similar. I just thought about that.
Chelsea Peretti, Gina Linetti. That's probably why he picked it.
I just love that her and Amy Summer are like childhood friends. I love that.
Okay, anyway, best motion picture drama. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
All right, we'll see that.
Okay. But
my paper flew off the table.
What are your predictions for what the category will look like at the Oscars? Because there's no comedy and drama separation.
Okay, so Lady Bird. I would say The Disaster Artist, just because of how people are talking about it. Call Me by Your Name. Three Billboards.
In the Shape of Water.
The Shape of Water.
Or what about Post and I, Tonya?
What's the limit of a?
Well, it depends on like. Before it was just 10. It can go up to 10. But I think... I can't remember exactly. They have to get so many points, and then if it has enough, then it gets... basically, 8 to 10.
Okay.
I read this year that it might be 8.
10 is the most, anyway.
Which I feel like is a lot.
10 is a lot.
10 is a lot. I think you can narrow it down.
Right? Yeah.
Wait, the one year we finished wasn't at 10 movies.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was. But then when done with 8, we were like, ugh.
Can't do it. Yeah, I don't think The Greatest Showman will be nominated.
No.
And I don't think Dunkirk will be nominated.
Really? I think it might, like...
They like the war films.
Or Get Out.
I don't think Get Out's going to make it.
But see, I would say Get Out, not either, but this is going to be the first year that they have the new voting system and the new voting people.
Right.
So it could. There's
I'm here's hoping that it at least gets nominated.
I'm crossing my fingers.
I'm hoping he gets nominated.
Yes, as director. I'm hoping they right their wrongs, do Greta Gerwig, Jordan Peele, and Patty Jenkins. But that's me being really wishful and happy.
It'll be interesting. When do they come out?
End of this month, I believe.
Yeah.
That's very quick. So,
yeah, it's happening very fast. We gotta watch everything in 2 months.
A lot of work to do. Okay.
Best screenplay.
What is that funny?
Nothing.
What did I say?
I'm glad I worked today.
Oh, I said I have a lot of work to do.
Oh, they said I'm glad I worked today. Like, no. I'm glad I'm getting paid.
Okay. Did you hear me, everybody? I said we have a lot of work to do.
We do.
Okay. Best screenplay. Screenplay. Again, Three Billboards. Must be a really good movie.
I know. It's doing so well. So, because that was not one of the frontrunners whenever they announced all the...
I really thought a lot of these would be between Lady Bird and Call Me By Your Name. Because those are the two that have been getting the most...
Yeah, the most I've heard.
Hype and the most attention over the season.
I really thought Lady Bird would sweep more things. But, I mean, we really got to see this movie.
I honestly think that they're going to course correct when it comes to the Oscars. They're going to see that she didn't get nominated, that it didn't get as many... win, so maybe we'll nominate for more stuff, you know? So
yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Logistically, anyway.
Best original score, Crystal.
The Shape of Water is beautiful. I haven't seen the movie, but I like music, so I listen to movie scores, and Alexander Desplat is very great. He is just, it's very moving, he's very epic and long, beautiful notes, and it's just, it's gorgeous. So I agree with that one. Dunkirk is Hans Zimmer, and he's good too, but
style.
It's very,
it's typical, you know, Hans Zimmer.
It's good, but it's the same.
There's not as much variation.
And I feel like The Shape of Water is very storytelling.
And that's what it's supposed to do. It really is a company and help.
I don't know if you like scores, but please listen to it because it's very good.
Best original song.
This is me.
I still would have liked Coco to win.
Same. Remember Me from
was
Coco. Just because
me
that song
bawling
is,
in the movie theater.
Not so much because that too, but it's so essential to the story.
Yeah.
And it's performed
it ties everything
multiple
together.
Times, but every time it's performed, it means something different. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's to me, it's a definition of a best song.
Best song.
Because it means many different things.
That is what it is.
Because Remember Me, I mean, This Is Me is great. But Coco. Anyways, sorry. Before
we
start crying.
Again, dear listeners, I'm a bad Mexican and a bad woman. Haven't seen Coco yet.
Coco and Wonder Woman. What? Two films to not see. Dang.
I know we're talking them up a lot, but they really are that good.
They really are. And I really hope that when you see it, you're not like disappointed because we've talked them up so much.
Yeah.
But they're really, really great. Really great. If anyone listening has not watched Coco, please go watch it at least twice. Because the first time is going to be real emotional. And the second time...
Or maybe not. I don't know.
Or maybe not. I don't know.
It could not be emotional.
Yeah. Maybe
no,
just
because
we're Mexican.
No, it can't be because that...
No, because
yes
it's
and
the,
no,
it's
but
the,
that third act is
yeah.
like...
Yeah. It's more than just... It definitely aids that
your
it's
tears
very are, tied into the culture,
your
but...
Your tears are earned, for sure.
But it's more than that.
Anyways,
for sure.
We need to continue.
All right. Okay. Foreign language film.
In the Fade. I don't know much about these.
The only one I knew was First They Killed My Father.
And I knew about The Square. That one.
We all knew.
I knew that one had Elizabeth Moss and, what's his face from Mona Lisa Smile?
Hugh Grant.
No.
No? That's not the one. I was thinking of the other movie with Julia Roberts.
Notting Hill?
Not even close. Mona Lisa Smile. Who was in Mona Lisa Smile?
The guy, the other teacher that Julia Roberts has a thing with, but also...
Oh, I can see his face, but I don't know his name.
West.
Dominic West?
Dominic West.
Dominic West.
Also from The Wire.
Dominic West is great.
He's great. I think he's so attractive.
I think he's great as an actor.
I think so too.
Very attractive. Yeah.
I think so too. I've been a fan of him for a very long time. So I knew that they were in there, and I was confused on how it was...
Foreign language,
because there's English and French in there. I think it's French. Oh,
but is it mostly French?
And then in The Fade has Diane Kruger, I learned.
The German movie.
I love Diane Kruger.
Did you ever see Glorious Bastards?
Nope.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. And I don't typically like...
Quentin Tarantino.
Movies, because they're very, like, a lot. That wasn't like that at all.
They're very extra.
Like, we saw Django Unchained. You can survive it, I promise.
Yeah, we...
Cameron Shane was just something else. Went out of his way to do the most.
He did really did. Well, yeah.
Yes, he did.
Did you? Was that the first year we saw them together?
I think that was the first year we did it together. Like, we went to the movies together.
So, that was the first year Anna and I wanted to see all the Best Picture nominees. And so, we saw it in the movie theater. And, like, we were both really nervous. Because you know how he is.
And it was my first Tarantino.
Oh, it was? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Oh, damn.
Because I've never seen any of the Kill Bills. I've never seen Inglourious Basterds.
I'm a really bad woman. I haven't seen Kill Bill, but I want to desperately.
I haven't.
They're just not my thing. I don't care for it. Inglourious Basterds I saw because I think it was nominated or something.
It was.
And I was very...
Because, what's his name? The German guy. He won.
Oh, Christoph Waltz. That's yes. right.
I love Christoph Waltz.
I definitely almost said Christoph Walken.
Yeah,
they're so similar. They're so close. Same initials. Yes, same basic first name.
That's the year we also saw Amour, and died.
Amour. I'm so glad we saw that.
Me too. Because I never would have seen it out. Like
exactly. I'm never going by myself, so I'm really going together. It's this French movie, and about this old elderly couple, and it's beautiful, and I.
All right, I'll take you at your
anyways,
word.
We were the youngest people in that.
We were.
That's really? One. I like going to the Angelica, especially when I'm in Dallas. But it's very funny to be like the youngest person in there by like 30 years. Easy. You look out and there's just white hair.
And that's fine because no one's gonna be interested.
Exactly. Yeah. No one's gonna be on their phone. No one's gonna be talking to you. It's fantastic.
Except for Joy when she goes.
I have a lot of feelings, guys. You already know this.
Her dad's phone went off twice during Jumanji.
Yeah, it's because he has his regular phone and his work phone. And he turned off his regular phone, but not his work phone.
It's just funny. It was like one right after another. You're like, Dad!
I had to turn it off for him. He was like, I don't know what it's doing.
My mom, I love my mom, but she's like that too in movies. She's like, what's happening? I'm like, no, watch the movie, Ma. It's the first time I see the movie. How would I know what's going to happen? Ooh, what was his name? Much. So Eric has the next turn because I can't. I love you, Mom, but I cannot. I cannot.
Joy is she doesn't ask questions, but she's a very audible watcher. Ooh. Oh. Okay.
My mom is too.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh. I was like, her and her brother on either side of me doing the same thing. And I was like,
I was going to tell you before we sat down, I was like, Tommy, do you want to sit on this side of me? Because part of me knew, I was like, Donnie does like to talk sometimes.
His nose was like, oh, that was awkward. Oh, that was cool. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, my God.
I was just like, oh, my God.
Okay.
Because I'm one of those that, like, I prefer silence, nothing, no lights, just me and the movie. And I'm always sat next to someone who has their phone out. Mm-hmm. Or is making out with their boyfriend the entire time.
Ew.
Or is talking. No. So I always have the best luck in movie theaters.
I think I say something every once in a while, but it's not like all the time. Like if it's a crazy thing, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, I'll react, but not every scene. Every time the guys on the motorcycles in Jumanji came, she goes, oh no. Oh, okay. Every time.
Awesome. It didn't help that we were on those chairs, so I was like reacting to the movement too, and I was I think there was one time that I think I actually like yelled because like it moved really fast when they came out.
I was like, I wanna see
what them. I didn't like though was when the camera would pan and we would like swerve. That like made me nauseous. I was like, oh god.
It was weird when
it's
they were
not
like,
a
making
big
out.
Movement, but oh yeah, at the very end during the makeout scene when the camera's like going around them.
It's inspiration. The
we went like this, and I was like, and Tony goes, "Do we really need that?" I was like, "Probably not."
Funny.
Really funny.
Okay, back to the list.
Best animated feature film, Coco. Yes, winner. But Loving Vincent looks really interesting.
Yes, I remember reading about that last year, maybe 2 years ago, almost, mm-hmm. where they took his paintings and they like animated them. So it's all his artwork telling the story.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
They digitally like composed it in a way that they it could like move and do other stuff. And with the way his paintings are, it's not difficult to see
how. And is it his life story? I don't remember.
I believe so.
Because I mean, he's in his
Instagram. I've tried to go watch this multiple times, and every time that it comes to DFW, it's sold out within like minutes, and I'm pissed.
I will.
I haven't seen it.
Talk to my father.
Yes. Awesome. I'm excited. Okay. Best supporting actress in a series, limited series, or TV movie. Laura Dern.
I think we all kind of knew that Big Little Lies was going to sweep again.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that because I liked it.
It was really great.
Really, really great.
Side note though, I've been watching This Is Us, or I just saw the first season. I don't think Chrissy Metz is that great.
I don't.
Not so much that it warrants the nomination.
I watched like half of the first season before I was like, I'll binge watch this later. Like, this isn't something I need to.
She's so annoying. And I like.
I was a little frustrated with her storyline. Like, I felt like, okay, you're going to have a bigger girl on TV. Don't make her story all about her being a bigger girl.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
She goes to, like, bigger, like, fat people meetings, and, like, she meets her boyfriend there, and they're like, we're going to be fat friends. Like, they literally say that. We're going to be fat friends.
Oh, and I don't like that. I'm not going
to
watch that.
She goes to fat camp. I'm not kidding you. She goes to fat camp.
I thought that, like, died in the 80s.
I don't know. It feels very one note.
I feel like they could have done the story of her growing up, being teased about it, and that being the focus there, but it not being the focus in her adult life. Like, it being an underlying issue.
Yeah, because...
Like, she have other problems, other things happening, but the underlying issue is that she had so much struggles growing up.
Yeah, because when they do show her struggling as a kid, it's really like, oh, you know, it's
really touching. It breaks my heart, yeah.
Yeah, like, there's one scene where... her mom's like, can you get my dress for me? She gets it and she sees the label that says small. She looks at hers and it says extra large, and she's like, she kind of gets all pouty. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, but you know. So little things like that, and then she goes to the pool and her friend's like, we didn't be friends with you anymore. They draw like a picture of a pig and give it to her. Stuff like that. So yeah, I agree. I think if they would have left the, and you know, we're fortunate enough to not, you know, we're okay with ourselves, so it's not a struggle for us, but
yeah.
And maybe she's a better actress than something else, but in that particular show, she's so...
Well, and this was for season 2, this nomination.
Oh, really? I didn't see season 2.
But she got nominated last year, too.
She did.
She did.
This Is Us was, like, everywhere.
And I know this season... Are you going to keep watching?
Probably not.
I know this season she suffered a miscarriage.
Oh, damn. That's sad.
So, I think some of it may have been from that storyline. But that just happened, though. I think that was, like, the fall finale. So maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, I would have qualified for that.
Would it? Yeah. I don't know what the cutoff is, how far in advance they get these episodes.
Like,
a month ago, right?
Yeah.
And then, but do the people who are voting get these episodes beforehand?
Oh, yeah. The screeners? Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
People in the industry never have to go to...
They don't have to wait like we do.
Okay. What's Wizard of Lies?
It's about...
It's on HBO.
Yeah, it's Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer.
True story.
Portraying the guy who pretty much bankrupted and screwed over everybody during the recession, at the beginning of the recession. The Wall Street guy. I forgot his name. But
yeah,
he, like... Everybody hates him and he's in prison now.
Okay.
He's the reason that a lot of that happened. Because it was, like, money laundering and, like, false accounts.
I didn't realize, I don't know if they're just together or if they're married, but her partner, he's the guy who produces or writes for Big Little Lies.
Wait, who?
Michelle Pfeiffer. And so they were on the red carpet together, and they're like, what a power couple, and they were talking about their works.
Oh.
And, Ryan Seacrest was like, are you, can we expect to see you on Big Little Lies? And he was like, if she wants it, she's got it. Like, she can come on anytime.
That's cool.
So.
Side note, I'm excited for her to be in the Ant-Man and the Wasp.
She's gonna be in it?
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes. And also, it's like the first time that a female superhero is gonna be in the title of a movie. I mean, Marvel anyway, not DC. But,
Wait, Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, she's playing her mom, I think.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the Wasp. I was like, I thought the Wasp was...
Yeah, well, what's her name? She's They were the wasp, you know.
Oh,
okay. Anyways,
I didn't watch it.
Very good.
Best supporting actor.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Anna's uncle.
Alfred Molina.
My uncle.
Yes, I agree with that.
100%.
He was scurry.
Side note: I saw David.
The Lewis,
and I started sobbing because I'm rereading/listening to the Harry Potter books, and I just can't. Remus Lupin is my favorite character, and he came on screen, and I literally started crying.
Every time.
Like, that happened at least twice. At least twice.
And he just got married.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, she's crying now.
Again. Jeez.
Remus deserved better, guys.
I can't say anything, because if someone talks about The Hunger Games or Game of Thrones, I would be the same thing. I can't judge you.
Who deserves better in The Hunger Games, huh?
Literally everybody.
Pan-Am deserves better.
Pan-Am deserves way better. Don't even get me started on Game of Thrones. That's why we have the notebook that we have.
That's why I asked you. Okay. Best actress in a limited series or TV movie?
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
We knew that one.
That was going to happen.
But, okay. Does she just get free reign with her speeches? That speech was so damn
long.
But it was one of the first ones, though, so it was because they were like, oh, we've got time, whatever.
I guess so, but it was like the third act of her speech, and I was like, wrap it up, lady. She had not that any of it was a bad, like, her speech was great, and it had a great message, and I think it was so great, but I was like, this is the reason Sterling K. Brown got cut off at the Emmys, because you talked way too damn long. Like,
well, they have, like, a lot of time for everyone, so, like, they can space it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess
They
didn't want to cut off a woman who was, like, you know.
Yeah.
The first woman of the night to win.
Yeah,
so
that's
true.
So
they weren't going to do it.
But they'll cut off Sterling K. Brown? I see you.
They're not this time. He was the first award.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Best actor in limited series or TV movie?
Ewan McGregor!
Yeah, awesome. I love him.
Awesome.
This was such a weird category. Like, I haven't seen any of these shows. I haven't seen that season of Fargo.
Me neither.
Fargo, North Dakota.
I heard Jude Law was really great in The Young Pope.
I've heard a lot of good things about The Young Pope.
I've heard good things about Genius.
Maybe I have heard of Genius.
Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As soon as I started saying it, I was like, oh, wait, I know it.
And Robert De Niro, period.
Jeffrey Rush and Robert De Niro,
are
they're like
great. So.
Yeah, they're fantastic act. That whole category has fantastic actors.
That was a really hard one. Yeah. Did you guys ever watch Twin Peaks?
No.
I watched part of the first season, the original season series, and everyone was like, "It's the weirdest show ever." But apparently it doesn't get weird until season 2, so I was watching it going, this is so boring. This is what is happening. Like, okay, she's missing. Good for her. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Good for her.
I've never seen it. I feel like that runs into the category of things that I really just, like, on TV that I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend my time on it.
I started watching it because my mom was obsessed with it when it first came out.
Mm.
And so I was like, well, okay, I'll try it. And I was like, where's the, they're supposed to be, like, dancing. They were known back then as, like, the dancing midgets. And so I was like, where are the dancing midgets? Where are the, like, I don't understand. This is supposed to be weird as shit, and it's just super boring. But apparently it doesn't get weird until later.
Laura Dern's in that too, right? I think so.
In the revival or the original?
The recent one. I could have sworn I saw her in, like, a
promo. I know Amanda Seyfried is, and...
She is?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that either.
And some other guy who's really popular.
So vague.
Drawing a blank.
Okay, next. Best TV movie or limited series?
Big Little Lies. Yep.
I mean, that's the only one I saw, so I
don't know. The plus side, I really like hearing the theme song every time they win. So it's been a great award season.
I listened to Zoe Kravitz's cover of Don't on my way here from work. I was like, I had my Spotify on shuffle, and I was like, oh, probably gonna hear this tonight sometime. that song was really great. I love that song.
That's a great album. The cast album.
Oh my god, they're called soundtracks.
I have problems.
It was, but
no, because nothing's more frustrating than when someone calls a Broadway cast album a soundtrack. It's like, it's not. It's a cast album. Anyways. Moving on. Best actress in a TV series comedy.
Surprise, surprise.
Rachel Brosnahan.
I love Rachel Brosnahan.
I loved that show. I thought she was fantastic in that show. And the Globes likes to give it out to freshmen. Newbies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we had like Gina Rodriguez and Rachel Bloom. Who won it last year?
I have no idea.
I'm drawing a blank.
They always go different on the TV categories.
Yeah. With the exception
because
of
I remember when Gael Garcia Bernal won for
Mozart in the Jungle.
Like,
I remember
what is this show? Like, no one even knew what it was. Yeah. Mm. It was totally, like, out of nowhere. And Brooklyn Nine-Nine as well. It was, like, its first season.
Yes. Yeah, it only had, like, 5 or 6 episodes out.
Yeah.
And it won. Because that's when I was watching it. I watched that.
Oh, really?
I watched it up until the the fall finale of that year.
I'm going to need you to keep watching.
And I was like, wow, this show just started and he's already winning awards?
But really, Andre Brower can win everything for that show. Because he is the best.
Yes. Yes.
I love it so much. Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. I love Alison Brie. I love her. I don't.
You watch Glow, right?
I watched the first episode and I was like,
unimpressed.
I know it's not fair to judge of one episode, but I just. I don't know.
I thought I was going to like that, but I didn't. So maybe I'll try it again and see if I do.
Because I do love her a lot. Love her a lot.
Pamela Adlon. Mm-hmm. We were talking about, we had seen her in like round tables and stuff, mm-hmm. and I really like who she is as a person. And from what
wasn't
I've
she in your
heard of the show
Grease 2?
What?
Look this up for me.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure she was in Grease 2.
If she's who I think she is, I love her so much.
Because I remember him talking about it.
Really?
How did this get made? Maybe.
And Jason Manzoukas was like freaking out. He's like, "What they gonna be here? What?" Blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure. It's
what?
Talk about yourself.
I
do like her though.
Grease 2. She's like Dolores.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Oh my god.
I knew it. Oh my god. I was like, I remember her from somewhere, that name. Yeah. She's Dolores.
Speaking of Dolores, did you finish it?
Finish what?
Westworld.
No, I haven't. This was like it's been. Like 2 days.
You literally
really?
You asked her yesterday.
Did I? Oh, I don't remember.
I've been watching One Day at a Time all day.
That's fine. Watch that.
That's fine. Watch that.
Well, but she was Pamela Siegel at the time of the movie.
She's really cool.
That's her.
Dig her as a person.
So there you go.
Interesting.
Frankie Shaw, who are you? I don't know. But that show does not look interesting to me at all.
Oh, see, I think it does.
Mm-mm. I'm just gonna...
Although,
nope.
I think it's kind of based on her real life.
Really?
Like, she got pregnant, and she moved out to L.A. because she wanted to make it work, and her mom moved out with her, and she's a single mom, busting her ass to get into Hollywood, get into acting, and get her own show going.
And look at that.
And now she's nominated.
Issa Rae, glowing queen. Oh, has she won before? Because I feel like she did.
She won my heart. That's what she did.
Cheez-O-meter is going off.
Oh my god.
No,
yeah,
she's
amazing.
Beautiful. Oh
no,
my
she,
god.
Her, and then we didn't talk about the note I made. Did we all made a big note.
Big notes. We're going to take a picture of them. Take a picture of them and put them on Twitter.
We all simultaneously lost our breath when we saw Viola Davis take the stage.
Viola is giving me live. That's literally what I said.
I just wrote Viola Davis.
I saw this tweet that
filling
was like,
out my page.
Viola Davis is giving me live. My credit score went at 50 points. The sun is rising. Jesus is coming back. It was so funny.
That's so true, though. That's so true. I mean, she just gets better and better every year.
She can do no wrong.
She just looks more beautiful every time I see her.
And like, I haven't watched Scandal or How to Get Away with Murder in years, but I might watch the crossover.
I am so down for this crossover. I need to catch up.
I need to see those two in a room together. Like, not just those two women, but those two characters.
Yes. Yeah. When I heard that, I was like dying. Like, I'm fairly caught up with Scandal almost, but How to Get Away with Murder, I stopped watching after season 2 because it was crazy.
Really was season 1. I watched part of season 2 and I was like, it's the same damn thing.
But I really love Laurel / Laurel.
because she's Mexican. She's great. And I was so sad whenever someone got killed off, and then I didn't want them to get killed off because they were really great. But
Homeboy.
Yeah.
You can talk. I mean, I'm
Oh, yeah, you're never going to watch it. Wes.
He and Laurel ended up getting together, right?
Yeah. It was because
Is he the father of her baby?
I have no idea. I'm not that far on that one. That one, I don't know. Scandal? Yes. Give me all the Scandal.
Scandal? I stopped watching after they spent, like, a whole half a season on her and Fitz being all lovey-dovey.
Yeah. Her and Fitz, like, drives me nuts.
I think last episode I watched was her getting the abortion.
Fitz is not great. Fitz is not great. She should not be with Fitz. But, I mean, whatever. I mean, it's just so much drama and so much stuff and scandal.
The first few seasons, though.
The first, like, six episodes were so solid.
That first season finale, yes. When she turns to Quinn, she goes, it's time to tell them who you are. I go, what? Yes. I was like, this is how you do a finale.
Yeah, those first six episodes, that first season was so solid. Like, everything connected together. You can tell they really thought about it the whole way through. And they set up things for later on, like,
but flawless. Also, I could watch an entire series of just her, the guy who plays her dad, just talking to me.
Oh my god, he's so intense.
His monologues are the best part of that show.
I know. Like, I feel they just use, like, all their writing energy into writing his stuff, because he's so great. And
that speech he gives to Fitz when he's...
In the cell? Ugh. That speech that he gives to his daughter, to Kerry Washington, whenever he's like, you're going to get on this fucking plane right now. And that has, like, one of the most
true lines. I might have to rewatch the first few seasons.
Yeah, it's one of the most true lines ever. He was like, you know, what did I always tell you? What did I always teach you? You have to be what? Twice as good. Twice as good to get half of what they have. And I was like, yes! Put that on the TV. Anyways, first season, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. My Rotten Tomatoes. If I had a website.
You're Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, anyways.
So, best actor in a TV series comedy.
Aziz!
Oh my god, so we literally all cheered. Well, did you cheer? I don't know.
I mean, I like him. I haven't seen the show.
The show's amazing.
It makes me so
hungry every time. Second season, I was starving. Because it was just pasta.
How's it different from any other time?
That's accurate, though, because I'm really hungry right now. I'm gonna go get some food.
No, Joel, what do you say? Me too.
Why am I so hungry?
I'll do that commercial right now.
French fries. Okay.
Ice cream.
Why am I so hungry?
We're gonna have to find this commercial on YouTube and post it on Twitter.
The best. Okay.
French fries. I wish I had made gifts. Crystal's ice cream, and why am I so hungry? That's who we are.
I wish I had made gift gifs because I want to make.
So you can make gift gifs of that. That'd be awesome.
I love Aziz, so gay.
Talk about Master of None. I'll be back.
Master of None is so beautifully done, and I can't believe it's only 30 minutes long, because there's so much that happens within 30 minutes without it feeling...
I didn't even think about
it. Yeah, without it feeling, like, overbearing, or just, like, they just put stuff in to just make stuff happen.
I love his aesthetic choice to put all the Italian episodes in black and white.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. It looked like a real true, like the old cinema... Old yeah. Italian cinema style. It was really good. And everything looks so, like, crisp and, like...
Crisp. Everything is very well done. Mm-hmm. It's a very well put together show. Each episode is excellent.
Yeah, each episode in itself. I love how they, like, change the themes within each episode.
Yeah.
And they're, like, they're led very much by the music. So the first song that comes on in the credits, it kind of sets you up for that whole episode.
Sets the mood for...
Yeah.
It's got a lot of smart people
working. What's her name? Lena... What's her last name?
Something with a W. I don't remember.
Yeah, I love her so much. She's great. She looked so good last night, too.
She has a new show that's coming out.
I know. Shy, right? Yeah, it came out yesterday. It premiered yesterday. And Anna said that we have... What is it? Stars? Showtime?
What is it?
Lena Waithe's new show.
Oh, it's on Showtime.
Showtime, yeah. So I'm going to watch that.
I remember seeing that it was coming on during the Golden Globes. I was like, that was poor planning.
Yeah.
But I know that's happened before, like... I remember.
I think Downton Abbey premiered during.
And Girls, I think, has done it a few times.
I don't care about Girls.
I just remember thinking.
No, I know.
Every time that happens, but that's okay. Such poor planning. Like, yeah. Everyone's going to be watching this.
And not the
show.
On,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, what are we talking about?
We're now talking about best TV series comedy.
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I was very surprised. I actually started watching that today. The first, like, 5 minutes.
Before I love I fell asleep. It. And I love Amy Sherman-Palladino. I was a big Gilmore Girls fan. And she has her shows have a really great pace to them. They're very quick. They're very da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They're just bouncing back and forth, talking. Like, I remember reading somewhere, like, Gilmore Girls, your standard TV drama has, you know, a standard of 50 pages per script, and Gilmore Girls is, like, 80 to 85.
Oh.
Like, they pack in a lot, and they're talking really fast. But this has a very different feel to Gilmore Girls, because if you're a Gilmore Girls fan and then you watch Bunheads, you're like, oh, this is, like, the same thing, just a little different. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel has a very different tone. And it's so, so good. Big, big fan.
I watched, like, the first couple of scenes of it, and I thought it was really interesting. And I really love Rachel...
Brosnahan. She's so good in it.
Because I saw her in House of Cards, and she was phenomenal. She's just also really cute. But, I'm gonna watch it. Because I have Amazon Prime. So.
And it's already been renewed for season 2.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I heard something else got renewed. Josh Hutcherson's show.
Yeah.
Got renewed. Did you ever finish it?
No. Her boyfriend.
Her, your boyfriend. No, that's Mabel your...
Him. No,
that's
my boyfriend.
That's
no.
Your boyfriend, okay.
Her husband is...
Donald Gleason.
Her boyfriend is... Josh Hutcherson.
J. Hutch.
I can never say her husband's name. That's why I always do that.
Donald Gleason.
I say Donald. That's not... I don't
Donald.
Never bringing them around you.
That's just like Mr. Gleason. No, that's my father.
One. I'll just call him D. Hey, D, what's up?
There you go.
Hey, bro. Hey, Red, I'll call him Red.
He looks so different with brown hair in the Peter Rabbit trailer.
It was so weird.
That movie looks awful.
That does look
Are you going to watch it because your husband's in it?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
Maybe. No.
I will not pay money to
see it. I will not
that.
Pay money to go see it. I'll wait till it's on HBO one day. And I'm like, when?
He misses his face. I'm like,
I just need
Oh, I haven't seen him today.
I just like, well,
That sounds so creepy.
That, oh, okay.
Okay, anyways.
Best actress in a TV series drama, Elizabeth Moss. After seeing The Crown, I feel like Claire Foy should get everything forever, all the time. Even though this is the only 2 seasons she's going to do of The Crown. I'm in love.
So this was for season 2 of The Crown,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Claire Foy. So good.
But that was a pretty...
So what is your thoughts on her being a Scientologist, but yet also wearing black for...
Who, Elizabeth Moss?
Mm-hmm.
I wish she was not. And she said really ignorant stuff about it before I was reading up on it. I think when she won the Emmy, all of her Scientology stuff was coming out, because Leah Remini had, like, called her out on it and been like, how can you say that you're all for women and equality and all these things you say you stand for and do a show like this, but you're a Scientologist? And she was, and she responded through another interview, and she was like, well, that's separate from, like, this, this, and that, and, like, the people that I know in Scientology would never do anything terrible, blah, blah, whatever. I'm like, this is just a really ignorant thing to say. Just like, oh, I've met, you know, I don't know, there's not even a good metaphor for it. There's just basically what she said. I've met great Scientologists before. You know, I've never seen them do anything, you know, horrible.
It's like saying I have black friends.
Yeah. It's like saying, I
totally have black friends.
Yeah, I have
None
one
of my black,
black friend.
Friends would do that.
My best friend is black. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, my best friend's black.
So.
I grew up in a black neighborhood. I get it.
Right? That's such a cop-out, like, not really addressing the issue.
I didn't know she was a Scientologist. So I was like, oh, that's just a
I didn't know until it came out after
I remember reading that.
The Handmaid's Tale.
A few years ago. And it's just, it's very puzzling, like...
Yeah, how can you, Leah Remini was right, it's like, how can you stand for all the things that you stand for and still be...
A part of
this... Supporting this thing.
It's a good question.
And it's really weird, because I saw her ever since 2007 when Mad Men came out, and I never knew this about her until the show got popular. And I totally see her differently now, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Agreed. Claire Foy. I love Claire Foy.
Claire Foy.
But not that, like, it takes away from her ability.
No, no. Like, I mean, she has great acting ability. She's still a great actress.
I just think it's very questionable.
As a person, it's...
Her platform.
Her character.
Yeah.
It's like questionable, definitely. Claire Foy is great. Maggie Gyllenhaal. I love her.
I love her, too. I haven't seen The Deuce, but I love her.
I would watch it just for her.
And then our Katrina Balf.
Still haven't finished Outlander.
I know. Oh, my God. What have we been doing?
What have we been doing? The holidays.
But what's so funny is we're a few episodes away from where I stopped reading the book.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, I fell off the same place. It's still beautiful, and I still will always watch it.
I'm going to... Yeah, I definitely want to keep watching it. Unfortunately, you know, like, Twitter and Tumblr spoil some things. But I don't care because I'm still going to watch it. It's still interesting enough that, like, two GIFs isn't going to ruin everything for me.
I'm a little sad that he doesn't get any nods.
Yeah, because he's so great.
He's so good.
He's so great. Other than, like, being, like, a smoldering temptress, like, his acting ability is, like, woo!
Or the other guy from... Season 1 and 2, he definitely should have gotten...
Menzies?
Tobias Menzies.
Tobias Menzies. Tobias Menzies should have sweeped every acting nomination when he was on Outlander, because those performances, his performance as that, those two characters, was some of the greatest acting I've ever seen, ever. So, like that gif of, like, Patrick Stewart saying, acting. Like, that's him.
Like...
That's it.
Season 1, you definitely loved Frank, and then hated... Randall.
Yeah.
Like, you could love and hate him.
Yeah.
In a single episode.
Yes. It was insane. Like, that is a masterclass in acting. And, like, why everyone ignored it just because it was, like, ooh, romancy stuff prior to everything else. Like, I mean, I know they're taking her seriously, but they should have taken him seriously, and he should have gotten something for that. And I said it before, like, seeing him on that makes me hate Game of Thrones even more, because they had such great potential with his acting. Like, he could have totally played someone else.
Yeah.
He should have not played... Edmund. No. No. He's so great. Like, What a waste
of talent.
I want to see everything that he's in forever now, because I just respect him so much.
He's so great. But yeah, him and Sam Heughan deserved some attention.
Yeah, something. I mean, come on. Sam Heughan, he's doing the best out there. He's really doing...
And looking the best.
Yep. Yeah, no. I mean, aside from, like, looking pretty much flawless, like, he's so great. He emotes so well. And, like,
he's very present.
Yeah, you really believe what... It's a team effort, definitely. I think Katrina and Sam are doing some great work together.
His standout episode in the beginning of season 1, where he was, you know, back from Culloden. I think that was so great.
Seeing him
isolated and broken.
Yeah, and he did such a good job of it. Like, you really felt everything that he was feeling. And it's so hard to see that when something from a book is translated to screen, because you're going to lose a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. But he was so good in getting the subtleties and, like, the real emotional depth and the toll that it took on him. And bravo. Like, throw him something.
We've bored Crystal enough that she's on Twitter.
We started talking about Outlander.
I was looking for a tweet. I can't find it. Oh. Okay, what...
Actor in a TV series drama.
Sterling K. Brown. I love him.
Was he really great in
the show? He's great in the show. He's the best thing in the show, honestly.
Oh.
Because it's an interesting role. You know, he's a black man raised by white people, so he comes at it in, like, a white way. It's really interesting. Like, it's just... I
appreciated his speech where he was like, this is the first time a role has been written that only a black man could play.
Yeah.
Which is so sad, but yeah.
You know? I mean, 2018 and here we are.
And apparently he's like the first one...
How would the say first male actor to win that black
or something?
I
feel like that can't be right, but I read that a couple times. So I'm like, really?
You feel like it can't be right, but...
Well, then who was it that said they were only the second woman to ever get it? Oh, it was Oprah.
Oprah.
She was the first African-American woman.
She was the first black woman,
to get
that's right.
The second woman in general, right?
Yeah. But to,
which
to
I believed as well.
Yeah, because it was just Meryl Streep, like, last year, right?
Oh,
no, it was Barbara Streisand who was saying that Oprah Winfrey was the first black woman to win the Cecil B. whatever award.
Uh-huh.
Barbara Streisand was saying she wasn't 100% sure on the facts, but she thinks she was the first and only woman director to win the Golden Globe.
That's what it was.
Yes. Yeah. And that was in, like,
The 84.
I'm pretty sure that's a club.
Probably is.
Come on.
If not, we're opening it up now.
Yeah, 80s music. All
TM,
day,
TM, TM,
TM's
ours.
TM, 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 TM.
So, Sterling I've heard great things about Ozark with Jason Bateman.
Me too. I've heard it's a really good slow burn.
Never seen it. But I love
Diana,
Jason Bateman.
My cousin Diana said she liked it. Diana, you better be listening to this.
Yeah, Diana.
But she said she stopped watching it after a couple of episodes because it has to deal with like infidelity and affairs and cheating and all that stuff. And it gets real complicated. So, I don't know. I don't really love Jason Bateman. I have like no feeling about him because I've never really seen him in anything.
I'm like strangely attracted to him.
I totally believe that.
I don't think he's like your obvious good looking. Do you think he's obviously good looking?
I mean, I don't think he's ugly.
I think he's like that good looking is like the like the handsome dad at school that like, oh, he's kind of cute or whatever. Not surprising.
No, was the Outlander part. That's what it was in 10 minutes.
She also had to pee, so.
Also Scandal.
Scandal tangent and the Outlander tangent.
Anyways, okay. So
you're welcome.
One more anyway.
One more.
And the best show, Handmaid's Tale.
Accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could have gone with The Crown.
I could have also gone with The Crown.
The Crown. Because that production value is phenomenal.
But I think Crown won it last year.
I read something about the crazy amount of money they spent on sets and how they did them. Like, whoa.
First of all, where's Netflix getting this money? Because I only pay...
We're paying it.
I know, but
we pay for that set. We own it.
But you know what? I'll keep paying. If you keep giving me content like that, I'm in.
And then I looked up who's playing the queen for...
Olivia Colman.
I love her.
Me too.
I just read an article about her today, looked up what I remembered her in, and I already forgot what I have seen her in.
My Manager.
Broadchurch. She's so good in Broadchurch. She was in one episode of Doctor Who.
She was.
With Matt Smith.
That.
It was his first episode. Mm-hmm. The one we watched.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was her.
She's just a very good, reliable actress. Like, anything she... So I'm real excited for her to be in that environment with that production value and that writing. Like,
I'm excited to see who they cast for Philip. Yeah. Well, and everyone else.
I just can't wait to get to Diana stuff.
Helena Bonham Carter is basically already... They say she's basically got Margaret in the bag.
Yeah, they announced it today. I thought
they did.
I think, yeah.
Oh, okay. I read that yesterday.
She's Margaret for sure.
Jordan.
That'll be interesting.
It'd
be nice to see her in something toned down, where she's not
something
over
not
the
super
top.
Eccentric. Yeah.
And I've seen her before. She can do it.
Yeah.
So, because I always just think of her like with the crazy hair and like nuts out and stuff. So.
Do you guys?
Did you even notice that it was? His name just escaped me. Robert Pattinson with Emma Watson last night. I didn't even see him on stage. I was just looking at her, but it was.
I just saw her cute bangs, and I
everyone
got distracted.
Was like, oh my gosh, the Harry Potter reunion! And I was like,
Harry Potter reunion.
He was Cedric
in the fourth one.
Who's Cedric? I don't know what it is. Wait, does he die?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Oh, sorry, everybody.
That's. I mean, it's been
out for a very long time.
15 years, at least.
Well, I hadn't seen it until a couple years ago, so.
Okay, well.
But he was, Cedric, he played a very pivotal role.
So you guys would have had The Crown win?
Is he in The Entertainer?
I would have been okay with it when, I haven't seen The Handmaid's Tale. It's won everything and it's done really well, so I read half the book, so I assume
I would have actually been okay with Crown winning too.
I assume it's a really great show, but I would have been okay.
Do you think This Is Us should be in that category?
No. It's very network. It's, if it was just a network award show, then yeah.
Which I feel like
but
in the next
everything
few
else,
years.
This compared to everything else, it's like way over here.
Mm-mm.
And I love Stranger Things, but it's not to the caliber of The Crown. It's just not.
I think now we're going to compare everything to the caliber of The Crown because honestly.
Well, and here, and before I had seen The Crown, I would have said Game of Thrones because production value alone is great, but The Crown's got everything. Production
yeah,
value, writing,
acting,
all of
everything.
It.
And
it's real because dragons are real, but whatever, it's fine.
They're called lizards.
So anyways, that's our thoughts on the Golden Globes.
Yay!
We know what our homework is, so we have
to many things to watch. Jesus. Yes. What's next? The Critics' Choice Awards are on Thursday.
The SAG Awards are next week, I think.
Oh, already?
Mm-hmm.
Next Sunday?
I don't remember. I'll have to look it up. But yeah,
I'm really going to try to get off work early.
But anyways, so yeah, that's
Anything else? Any last minute business?
Wait, I'm off next Sunday. I'll be fine.
Wait, everybody. She's off next Sunday. Okay, so.
This just in.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Woo! I think you've heard us talk long enough.
Bye.
Everyone have a great night.
Bye. Bye.